The Library of Congress is preserving the stories of war through the voices of the men and women who served. A collection of interviews, memoirs, letters, and photos are being compiled for the Veterans History Project. It follows servicemen from enlistment and service to the trip home. On this Veterans Day, we bring you a few of their stories.
I was at my fraternity house, and we were practicing a competitive choral sing on a Sunday morning.
Tracy Sugarman was a fine arts major at Syracuse University. He used sketches to document his experience in World War II.
Someone came running into the fraternity house and said, "They've bombed Pearl Harbor." And someone immediately said, "Who's Pearl Harbor?" 2 days later, I joined the Naval Reserve.
In the summer of 1942, Jean Holm trained at the first all-women's camp.
They turned the stables into huge dormitories for the enlisted women's basic training. 200 women in one room. I'm laying there in my little bunk in the middle of the night, asking myself, "My God, what have I done?"
U.S. Representative Steve Booyer trained at the prestigious Citadel. He fought in the Persian Gulf War.
What I recalled most was a language that I could not believe. I had never been called the names that I was called, and I couldn't figure out why they were treating me like that.
Vietnam from the air is gorgeous. It's all green. It's like Ireland. Various shades of green. You can see the divisions for the rice paddies, handmade dikes.
Rona Knox Prescott was an Army nurse in Vietnam. She remembers arriving in the midst of that war.
When I came down, it radically changed. We were told to put on our helmets and to run individually to an area on the side of the tarmac, to go as quickly as possible, not to look back. So when the doors opened, the heat just kind of hit us in the face, and we were being fired at.
Paul Alexander Stepp Jr. was a Marine in Korea. On Christmas Eve 1951, he was wounded by a grenade that hit his bunker.
There was one time in our battalion, command post was hit. All the officers were either killed or injured. Every shot fired kind of puts edge on life. But they keep saying that for every round you hear, that's the one you live by, because you don't hear the one that hits you.